WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. I know, stoicism sounds like something your grandpa would recommend after a bad day of golf, but trust me on this one. This ancient philosophy isn't about suppressing your emotions while becoming some emotionless robot. It's actually about building resilience, finding inner peace, and living a more fulfilling life, even when things get tough, which, let's be honest, happens more often than we'd like. So why stoicism now? Because the world can feel pretty chaotic, right? Our news feeds are overflowing with negativity, social media comparisons are rampant, and deadlines seem to multiply faster than rabbits. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and lose sight of what truly matters. But stoicism offers a toolbox of practical techniques to help us navigate these choppy waters. Think of it like your own personal emotional armor, strengthening you against life's inevitable blows. Today, we're diving into some essential stoic concepts that can get you started on this journey towards inner strength. First up, focus on what you can control. This might seem obvious, but it's surprisingly easy to get bogged down by things outside our influence, traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather, I mean, who even knows anymore. Stoicism encourages us to direct our energy towards what we can control. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. Ever had one of those days where everything seemed to go wrong? You know, the kind where you spill coffee on your favorite shirt, miss the bus, and get stuck in a meeting that could have been an email. Stoicism teaches us to view these setbacks not as personal tragedies, but as opportunities for growth. It's like that famous saying, the obstacle is the way. Speaking of opportunities for growth, let's talk about virtue. This isn't about being perfect, nobody is. Stoicism emphasizes cultivating virtues like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Think of it as a daily practice of striving to be your best self, making decisions aligned with these values, even when it's challenging. Remember that time you stood up for someone who was being treated unfairly? Or maybe you made a tough decision based on what you knew was right, even though it wasn't the easy choice. Those are moments where stoicism shines, acting in accordance with your values, no matter the situation. Now, let's get real for a second. Negative emotions are inevitable. We all feel anger, sadness, fear, they're part of being human. But stoicism encourages us to acknowledge these emotions without letting them control us. Instead of resisting them, we observe them, understand them, and then choose how to respond. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. You can't stop the waves from coming, but you can decide not to get swept away by them. Stoicism provides the tools to stand firm and navigate those emotional tides with grace and composure. Let me paint a quick picture for you. Imagine you're at work, and your boss just handed down a project that feels overwhelming, deadlines are tight, there's a lot of pressure, and you're already juggling a million other things. Instead of spiraling into stress and anxiety, you take a deep breath and remember the Stoic principles we've talked about. Focus on what you can control. You can control your effort, your attitude, and how you manage your time. Channel your inner virtue. You can choose to approach this challenge with courage and dedication, using this opportunity to learn and grow. Acknowledge your emotions, but don't let them rule you. It's okay to feel a bit stressed, but don't let those feelings paralyze you. Instead, use them as fuel to stay focused and driven. D? Stoicism isn't about denying reality, it's about equipping ourselves to face it with strength and clarity. So there you have it, some foundational Stoic concepts to get you started on your journey towards emotional resilience. Remember, this isn't a race, it's a lifelong practice of self-discovery and growth. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep showing up for yourself every day. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Together, let's build a world where we face challenges head-on with courage and grace. Until next time, stay strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.